Are you sick, Don? You've been coughing all day.
I think it might be the flu. I guess I should probably go home and quarantine myself for a couple of days so I don't get anybody else sick.
Staying home's not so bad, especially considering that some animals resort to cannibalism to avoid getting someone else sick.
Wait, I thought cannibalism spread disease. If I eat someone from my own species, any pathogen or parasite living in that someone has a high chance of also infecting me, right?
That's true, but it's a pretty risky way for a parasite or pathogen to spread. There's always the chance that the cannibal won't actually contract the disease the organism that it's eating has, and in that case, the parasite or pathogen tends to die along with its host organism. From the disease's point of view, it's better for its host to stay alive so it can jump to other organisms from there. A team of researchers started investigating this question when they got frustrated that the armyworm caterpillars they were trying to study kept eating each other. After a while, they started wondering whether the cannibalism was actually advantageous for the population. When a caterpillar gets the virus the scientists were studying, its growth is stunted, and it often ends up getting eaten by other caterpillars. A math-based investigation the scientists conducted revealed that this habit helped to reduce the spread of the virus in the caterpillar population.
I'm not saying I don't want to reduce transmission of viruses, but I'm just glad we humans have more qualms about cannibalism.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.